proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions with another Bible study. We began a series on the Olivet Discourse contained in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 24 and 25. An account where Jesus Christ unveiled certain things that will take place in the end times. Those last days will be accompanied by two factors: external persecutions and internal dissensions. In terms of external persecution, we read in the book of Revelation how the devil will descend to earth in fierce wrath, knowing that his time there is short. There will also be internal dissension. False prophets will be deceiving many within the Church of Jesus Christ. The influence of sin will so predominate that love and devotion for Jesus Christ will decrease. Nonetheless, Jesus Christ made a promise, quote, "He that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved," unquote. What did he mean by enduring to the end? The Greek verb upomeno, translated as endured, literally means to remain underneath. When used in the phrase, "charity endureth all things," in 1 Corinthians 13, upomeno denoted love as an entity that adhered firmly to its object. In a similar sense, Jesus Christ, quote, "endured the cross," as recorded in Hebrews chapter 12. In other words, the Savior accepted the cross with all of the suffering associated in light of that joy that was set before him. In the context of the Olivet Discourse, enduring appears to denote remaining steadfastly loyal in spite of, to use the words of a hymn, fightings and fears within, without. The Savior's meaning of the expression "the end" in Matthew 24 is determined by the setting of that passage. He had just spoken of an era characterized by prevalent international unrest, unparalleled worldwide disasters, and pervasive iniquity. But once Jesus Christ has finally set all enemies under his feet, these adverse conditions will no longer exist. God promised that those who maintain their constancy during these troublous times, that he would preserve them. What about the term "saved" in this passage? If the Lord intended referring to eternal salvation, then his statement would imply that those believers who didn't endure to the end wouldn't be saved. But such an assumption would go against the substance of biblical doctrine on the subject of salvation. In John chapter 10, Jesus Christ had already assured Christians that they would have eternal life, which no one could take away. Moreover, Christians have already received victory over such afflictions through Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 8, Paul posed a series of rhetorical questions. Quote, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" Unquote. The apostle responded, quote, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Unquote. Paul did not indicate that conquests over such matters depended upon a Christian spiritual fortitude, but did say that Jesus Christ had given us victory over these things. In Matthew 24, as in other places, the Bible interprets itself. In Matthew chapter 10, Jesus Christ used nearly the identical phrase in connection with what his disciples could expect in this life. Quote, "He that endureth to the end shall be saved." In the context of Matthew 10, salvation did not refer to eternal deliverance, but rescue from the temptation to run away from Jesus Christ. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.